Show. We have wonderful guests. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I'll be the guest host today. Along with our co-host today is Sari Fleisch. Hi, Sari.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Sari is a frequent guest host, co-host of Project Independence and You. She is also a Project Independence member and belongs on a lot of committees with Project Independence and is always willing to volunteer and help out. And we do appreciate you very much, Sari, for all that you do for Project Independence. I see you at the radio show committee frequently and all some of the other things that you do. So we are grateful for you and all that you do for Project Independence. Today's show, we're going to be speaking with, I hope I pronounce your last name right, Marie Kernizan.
That is correct.
Did I say it right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's great. So, Marie, thank you so much for coming. You are the EPIC Outreach Specialist with Magellan Health.
Correct.
Okay. And we'll get definitely a little bit more into that. After we speak with Marie, we have a little bit different of our radio show schedule today, Christina. We're going to be talking on 10:30 to 11. We're doing Talk of the Town, which usually is a segment that we do at the end of the program. But I think because we have the fabulous Wayne Wing coming in at 11:30, we kind of moved the schedule around a little bit. And we'll have Old Time Radio, Duffy's Tavern, Archie the Hypnotist. Sounds hypnotic a little bit. So let's get right to the show. So, Marie, thank you so much for coming in today. The weather is not pretty out there, but still you're here and on time, and we're really appreciative of that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about EPIC historically, when it started, how it came to be, and then we'll get a little bit more into what's going on today with EPIC.
Well, good morning. Very exciting to always talk about EPIC simply because I actually learned about the program when I actually was marketing Medicare Advantage Plan. Back then, it was used to call Choice Plans. And, you know, it was always exciting to hear about the program, how fantastic it is to help individuals who are on a Medicare plan and help them to pay with their co-payments and their prescriptions.
Right.
So the program started in 1987. It was launched in New York, and yeah, that's how long
that's
been
around.
That's
a while, wow.
And
32 years ago,
didn't
right?
know about the program,
right.
correct? So, you know, it's always exciting to talk about, you know, how wonderful the program works and how, you know, it helps to change, you know, quality of life for individuals simply
right.
because when you're looking at, you know, costs in the co-payments for your prescriptions could be very, very, very expensive. And making your prescription affordable and making sure that, you know, you're staying healthy by taking the appropriate dosage for your prescription. Because
right.
I remember my aunt, how she used to just like cut her prescriptions in half because she could not afford the co-payments, not even knowing that there was such a program that was available for her that, hey, you do not have to chop it in half so that your supplies will last.
Right.
Because you could not afford the co-pay, you know. And there's a lot more benefits into the program that it offers, which, you know, we'll cover throughout the interview. The program offers benefits such as not only prescription coverage, but it helps individuals to pay for their monthly premium on their Medicare Part D drug plans. And, of course, there's an income qualifier on that, which we'll talk about.
Okay, yeah.
And fantastically, the program also helps beneficiaries with what they call a special enrollment period by being a member of the program. Individuals can change their Medicare Advantage plan or their Medicare plan once in a year by selecting, you know, their special enrollment to pick up a new plan.
Right.
So program is income based, and I'm sure we're going to talk more about
that. Yeah. So I'm very interested in that because, you know, seniors today are, you know, not just, you know, retired seniors are living a lot longer. So, I mean, people who, you know, the people who are living well into their 90s and 100s, I mean, we have a lot of Project Independence members in North Hempstead who are in their 90s, still driving, living alone. So, you know, not really planning to living this long. So I'm sure EPIC is a great option for people who really plan to live into their mid-80s, but now they're living so much longer, and that's a good thing. But How does one qualify, and how does one find out about EPIC?
Great. So looking at eligibility into the EPIC program, three main qualifiers is number one, you have to be 65 years old and older and be enrolled into a Medicare Part D plan or be eligible to enroll into a Medicare Part D plan. Second key qualifier is being a New York State resident. So you can live anywhere within the state of New York,
okay,
and you'll still be eligible to enroll into the program as long as you're a resident within the state. And the third qualifier of the program, it's income-based. That's where the single individual can have an income of up to $75,000 per year, or a married couple with a combined income of $100,000 per year, they still be eligible to enroll into the program.
Okay.
So speaking of eligibility, you can enroll into the program at any single time in the year. Any particular month that you find out about the program or there's a need, you can enroll into the program.
So, and how does someone do that? Would they, is there a number? Do they go through Medicare? Do they call Medicare? How would someone contact you?
Generally speaking, we actually have outreach representative like myself.
Okay.
We are in the community, in churches, senior centers, health fairs, you know, with various organizations that service the seniors. And we actually also visit the pharmacies. We drop our applications and brochures is there. Individuals can call our toll-free line and speak with a live representative to request for an application to be sent out to them. They're dropped at, you know, various locations. And also HICAP, which is also, we have the HICAP counselors, you know, that are right here in Nassau County, and they could also help.
Can you define what HICAP is, just for the listeners that are maybe not familiar with HICAP?
HICAP is actually a program where there are counselors that are available. They're throughout the state of New York.
Right.
And for Nassau County, we do have, and Suffolk County, we do have, actually, it's not us, but it's
right,
the Department of Aging, where they have counselors that they develop various programs. Like they go into libraries, they are in the senior centers, they do workshop, and they also have numbers that the individual may contact to set up an appointment with them or visit them to help them select a Medicare plan, help them understand the program,
right,
sort of guide them into their options when it comes to Medicare, and they also offer other services.
What about if a person needs long-term care and they're not yet a senior, but there's a younger person and they're on Medicaid? Is the plan available to them?
Very good question. So long-term care is being referred to pretty much as medical insurance, if I understand correctly. Speaking to EPIC, EPIC is a specific program that is designed to help the elderly population simply with the cost of their prescription. So if we were to define EPIC, which is the acronym EPIC, that's the Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance Coverage Program.
Right.
And it actually supplements to the Medicare Part D to help the individual reduce their cost toward prescription. So that's a great question to bring in. Unfortunately, that would not be related to EPIC, but you certainly can defer it to like one of the health plans or
right,
call someone from HICAP who may be able to help from the Department of Aging.
And what about a senior who doesn't know enough about the Medicare Part B program? How would they get the information?
If it's a very good question, right? So if the individual do not know where to go and how to go about receiving information on a Medicare Part D program. Every year, between like October, I believe, and September, most, not to say all, Medicare potential beneficiaries receive the Medicare and You book. Okay? And it is a very, very, very important document, and it's very helpful to break down Medicare to help individual understand what are the different parts of Medicare, and of which this particular book also defined Part D for the individuals. And in the back of that particular book, it actually has all the health plans that offers a Part D, how it works, and telephone number for individuals to call. So they can also call Medicare. They can also call, HICAP as well to receive additional information to help them understand it. And
to make the selection, because if they have options of which plans to go on, how do they make that decision which one to choose?
And the great thing is really being well informed. And I have to say, it does get very confusing, because even myself, like, who's been, like, you know, in that particular program, worked in many years. And you'll find out every year you still have to continue to get update classes and, you know, attend workshops, like, to get trained. But you know what? It is not that complicated once you understand it and try to keep it simple. So,
like I said, HICAP is with the Department of Aging is excellent, good source. If you look at the Medicare new book, it has resources and telephone number where to call to receive the additional assistance or inquiry to receive information on the program. And of course, you could always call EPIC, where EPIC can actually help you know understand the breakdown of EPIC and how the program will help you toward the course of your Part D.
Okay.
Is EPIC part of Department of Health, or is it a separate entity?
EPIC is a state program that is administered by the New York Department of Health, and we're currently under Magellan Health that manages the benefit of the program and membership.
So it's based on income. Is there a cost for it?
Very good question. Of course, if it is cost associated, so now we're going to look at schedule of income or maybe the list of, you know, what are the income qualifiers. So an individual could be a single person making up to $75,000 per
right.
year to be eligible for the program. However, that particular program, those individuals may fall into two different roles. They may either fall into what they call a fee plan under EPIC, or they may fall into our deductible plan. So the fee plan for EPIC is an individual single making under $20,000 per year. And these particular individual will be responsible to pay an annual fee. So we do send them a bill notice that they receive. They have the option to either pay it annually, or they could break it down per quarter, because we also send quarterly bills to the member.
So what is that rate about approximately?
Can you repeat the question?
How much is that rate? Like, so what would they pay
okay.
for the year?
Right, okay.
Would that like, you know, did you have a grid so that just, you know, really in terms of the senior living alone, and then what the rate is. What the annual
yeah.
fee is.
Yes.
And then if you could let us know. And also the cost of the medication. Does that bring the medication down to zero, or is it just a huge discount? You know, that kind of a thing. So it's, you know, important for seniors to understand that it's not just a free program. I mean, there is some cost mm-hmm. involved. It sounds like it's a fair cost. And what kinds of reductions will they see comparably in their medications? So like a medication, some medications are very expensive, sometimes $100 a month for 30 pills. What would they see in terms of if they were on EPIC?
Beautiful. So in a nutshell, if I were to simplify it for an individual,
yes.
Let's look at the member who falls into the fee plan. So you were looking at a single person with an income of $20,000 or less, or a married couple with an income of $26,000. What does that mean? These are the group of individuals that will fall into the EPIC fee plan. So being an EPIC fee member, the member is responsible to pay for the annual fee. The fee is scheduled according to your income. So it could range anywhere from $8 to $300 that the member may have to pay on an annual basis. Depends on what their income is. For example, if you were to look at a single person with an income of $10,000 per year, they will only have to pay $36 for the year, which will be broken down into quarterly premium for them. If you were to look at a deductible member with an income of $10,000,
You know, let's come back to that. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back into all these rates. And you've been listening to Project Independence and You.